January 14.
A change of heart. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. In order to be saved, we must know by experience the meaning of true conversion. It is a fearful mistake for men and women to go on day by day professing to be Christians, yet having no right to the name. In God's sight, profession is nothing, position is nothing. He asks, is the life in harmony with my precepts? There are many who suppose that they are converted, but who are not able to bear the test of character presented in the Word of God. Conversion is a change of heart, a turning from unrighteousness to righteousness, relying upon the merits of Christ, exercising true faith in Him. The repentant sinner receives pardon for sin. As he ceases to do evil and learns to do well, he grows in grace and in the knowledge of God. He sees that in order to follow Jesus, he must separate from the world. And after counting the cost, he looks upon all as loss if he may win Christ. He enlists in his army and bravely and cheerfully engages in the warfare, fighting against natural inclinations and selfish desires and bringing the will into subjection to the will of Christ. Daily he seeks the Lord for grace, and he is strengthened and helped. Self once reigned in his heart, and worldly pleasure was his delight. Now self is dethroned, and God reigns supreme. His life reveals the fruit of righteousness. The sins he once loved, he now hates. Firmly and resolutely he follows in the path of holiness. This is genuine conversion. Let us not forget that in his conversion and sanctification, man must cooperate with God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, the Word declares, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:12-13. Man cannot transform himself by the exercise of his will. He possesses no power by which this change may be effected. The renewing energy must come from God. The change can be made only by the Holy Spirit. He who would be saved, high or low, rich or poor, must submit to the working of this power.